You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
You're listening to Fresh Take.
What it is, what it do, welcome to 7K Picks. Joshua Adeline Martha with the upcoming birthday boy, the Senator.
What's happening?
And the new classic, it's Nick.
What's going on, guys?
So we didn't get to do the show last week. Busy week for Nick and I in some of our jobs. And Sen was nursing himself back to good health. So unfortunately, for the first time, I think in 3 years, we missed a show during the week. But if y'all missed us, it's been such a up and down schedule this year overall with a lot of things. But we're here the rest of the way, and something kind of big happened last week that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
What happened last week?
What was the big news?
Bill Belichick going to the University of North Carolina.
Mm. Oh, there it is. Your Tar Heels.
Yes. So I'm interested. I haven't got a chance before I kind of get my opinion of everything quickly. And we can talk about the college championship after the playoff stuff, because I want to get Senator and my pick, and you can put your picks in there too, Nick. Senator, I'll let you go first. Kind of your thoughts on Belichick to Chapel Hill.
I think it's kind of interesting. 5-year, $50 million deal.
Yeah.
But he can opt out after the first year.
Third year.
No, it's first.
I thought it was third.
No, it was originally reported as third, and then they came back and reported it as he could opt out after the first year. Honestly, like right now, with the way how NIL deals and everything like that is happening, and the college football is turning into the NFL, the transfer windows. Some people are probably going to make more money playing in the NIL than they will actually do when they make it to the big time. Vrabel, I'm hearing, is being listed as one of the main coaches for I can't remember what school, but I saw Vrabel listed as like a high up choice for a college football team. Vic just got hired on as a head coach. Yeah,
shout out to Vic.
So like, Dion, people are saying that he's going to the NFL, but I don't see him leaving Colorado, especially with the quarterback that they just signed.
Yeah.
It's just for Belichick, I think this is nepotism at its full finest, and I'm in full support of it because he is setting his son up, and if other people can do it, why can't he? So I'm good for him. He's probably worked, the amount of money that he's getting paid to do that is probably how much he's getting paid in total for all the stuff that he's doing for media wise. And I just think his love is football. It's not even about the whole media thing. I think that just brought out his personality, but his actual love is just coaching football. So I think it's a good pickup for North Carolina. I think that if he leaves within 1 year or he stays for five, it doesn't really matter. I just think that him being there will be impactful for the school, and especially with every team trying to like change where they're playing. People are switching from Big Ten to Pac-12 to SEC to ACC. Like, it's just, they're all over the place. North Carolina needed that image to kind of put them in, elevate them when it comes to recruitment, and Belichick is helping with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, what about you?
Yeah, I think this might actually bring some like structure, I think, to maybe a program. I think that's what we've been missing with the last, especially with the last few quarterbacks. I think we've seen that piece missing where it's like they're not like NFL ready, you know, for the most part. And I think we saw that with Bryce Young. We're seeing that with Caleb Williams. You know, it's like they need time to develop, whereas Belichick knows how to develop a quarterback. So I think this way, you know, to anybody who's going to go to that school, like their next quarterback, they're going to be, that's the quarterback to get in the draft. Cause that's going to, they're going to be ready.
It's really interesting too. Carolina had, I think 10 kids enter the portal. And then when Belichick was announced, every single one of them pulled back out to go back to North Carolina.
Amazing.
So we talked about all their players more or less.
And we talked about this before. We talked about the development in college compared to when they get to the NFL. And we're looking at a lot of these people that as soon as they're able to be eligible to go up, they go up, but they're not actually NFL ready. And I think with all these former, like, big time, whether they're coaches or players, and it was Ohio State that he was linked to, Vrabel was linked to.
Interesting.
With all the O-lines, like we talked about O-lines not being developed, like Patriots always love to run the ball. So what do you need to focus on when it comes to that? Your O-line. Like it's going to be, you're going to see, and Belichick is a great defensive player. It's not going to be, we got to get all of Georgia's or Bama's team anymore. It's like, okay, now we can look at North Carolina because we know who that coach is and what they focus on when it comes to development.
Yeah, a few interesting stats about North Carolina. Only 2 10-win seasons since 1995. They've had big-time players there, obviously. LT, Julius Peppers went there. Drake May now. Mitch Trubisky went there. But then you have some like lesser-known players, obviously. Like Matt Collins went there. Javonte Williams, Gio Bernard. So it's going to change definitely the view of top prospects that are coming out of the NFL draft from North Carolina. I think you're also the best parallel I can look at it. It's going to kind of be what Kentucky became, where Coach Cal brought you in, got you NBA ready, and then you see how many Kentucky players are in the NBA. Not necessarily always going to win championships, but it's going to change the view of what Carolina is as a program. They went from 5 mil and NIL up to 20 mil. I mean, this is a basketball school. It has always has been, and it still will be. But I think when one of your boosters is the greatest NBA player of all time, too, that helps to get extra money towards stuff. But I think now you parallel a lot of things of, yes, Carolina will stay a basketball school, but now with the attention of the football on it, it's something. And we've seen, too, that, you know, schools that are notoriously basketball schools can turn things around pretty quickly. Just look at Indiana. Obviously, the Hoosiers are notoriously a basketball school, but they've done a really good job of turning around, and they're in the college playoffs right now. So with Belichick, I think I don't know if he can turn it around and get them into the playoffs next year necessarily, but I do think he can turn it around and get them to be a ranked team and get them to a decent bowl and at least have some entertaining games next year.
Yeah, and especially with the 12-team college playoffs, like,
yeah,
you're no longer fighting to be top four. You just have to be, you just have to really show out. Mm-hmm. And if you can show up with this strength of schedule and you can get key victories and not too many losses, one loss will, more than two losses will really hurt them. But if they can stay undefeated, one loss with a good strength of schedule, they might end up as a top 12 team. You just never know.
You never know. Then moving on to, we'll talk about the college playoff and our predictions after the NFL picks. We'll go to the big story with you, Senator. As of today, and we'll get to the game, but it's a pretty big story. A really big quarterback shift happened today. Michael Penix will be the starter for the Atlanta Falcons, taking out Kirk Cousins. Cousins has been terrible the last week. He's cost them games, realistically. I mean, that game against Vegas should not have no reason to be as close as it should have been. Shouldn't have came down to a Hail Mary interception for the Falcons to win it. And now Penix is in. We'll see what the future of Kirk holds. But I know you know, when we were doing this pod and we were talking about Caleb and we were talking about Drake last year, you were always a Penix guy and then your team landed him. How are you feeling about Penix this week? Good team to start against with the Giants.
I'll be honest with you. Penix is the oldest quarterback out of all the rookies, 24.
He's older than Bo Nix?
I think Bull Nix is 23, isn't he?
Wow.
Penix is 24. Pretty much played out every year in college. Played in three different colleges, I think it was. It was either two or three different colleges. Finished off in Washington, where he really balled out. You got to be honest, like, Cousins for the past five games has been absolute trash. And if you look at his season overall, like, he has 18 touchdowns and pretty much 28 turnovers. When it comes to interceptions and it comes to fumbles, he has 12 fumbles alone. 12 fumbles, 16 interceptions. Last five games, he went one touchdown and nine interceptions. Like, we have two routes to make it to the playoffs at this point. And I know everyone is highly focused on the winning the division as the only way to make it in. But there is another way. It's a tougher way, to tell you the truth. But it's actually a doable way at the same time. It's if we win out, we can, and Commanders lose to Eagles this week, we can actually take that spot. Yeah. It's not like we're really focused on just, obviously you want to win the division because you get a home playoff game at that point. But look at the Chargers game. He threw four interceptions. Justin Herbert didn't throw a touchdown. The one touchdown that the Chargers got was off of a pick six. Like, it has not been good. And we were talking in the group chat, and I said, and you're like, Crosby isn't playing. I was like, and Cousins is still going to find a way to throw an interception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did.
At the start of the second half, right when we get the kickoff. Like, it makes it has not been good football.
No.
But I will be the first person to come on here and say Cousins did what he needed to do when we were 6-3. But whether he's dealing with an injury, just like how they just put Koo on IR, mm-hmm. like, maybe he's dealing with an injury. There was reports earlier on that he had like a little bit of a shoulder injury. If that's the case, then yes, we appreciate people showing their toughness and going through it, but the reports of his shoulder injury was when they were 6-4. You don't wait till you're 7-7 to make that change.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you see Kirk on this team next year?
It's a tough one because right now there's about four or five quarterbacks that are going to be coming in that will probably get the automatic start. Mm-hmm. So Shador coming in will probably get the automatic start.
Cam
Ward. Ewers, depending on what team he goes to.
Possibly. It sounds like he's staying, though.
He might go, but he might stay because, like, this is a horrible, to tell you the truth, this is a horrible draft for him to think because he's not going to be a top 15 pick if he comes out this year.
No.
But him going back will not help his case because they want Archie.
Yeah, it sounds like Michigan State gave him a big offer.
Yeah, he's going to have to transfer. Like, he can't stay in Texas. He has to leave because everyone knows what Archie can do already, and they've been waiting for Archie to take over. This is just, to me, this is kind of a panic move by Raheem Morris. And I like his positivity and everything like that, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be changed with that, with Atlanta in this offseason. The OC does not call good plays. There's times where Bijan or Algier will go for a crazy run, and then all of a sudden they're throwing three times in a row, and it's like the run game is working. Like, what are we doing? Or the outside run game is working, and then they're going to go three plays inside run. It's like we've already know where the weak spot is. So I like the move. I think this is a time for Penix to really show what he has to do. He, according to the team, they all like him. You might actually start seeing Kyle Pitts more involved at this point right now. But it is what it is right now. We can't get much worse than what we were watching this past five weeks.
That was bad. Nick, what's your thoughts on Penix?
He's a rookie, and it was the fifth rookie quarterback taken in the draft.
Fourth.
Caleb hasn't looked great. He's had worse games than Kirk. I don't know. It's hard. It's not like Jameis replacing Winston. It's not like Flacco replacing Richardson. It's not like Dalton replacing Young. This is a rookie replacing a starter. Mm-hmm. We're in a totally different territory than what we've seen in the last few years. So I don't know.
Jalen Hurts replacing Wentz
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not unheard of, but it's like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just talking like this year, last year, you know what I'm saying? When
doesn't happen very much. Normally when you make this move, it's because, okay, the season's done. Let's see what this guy's got. And it's the team that's still very much in the playoff grind of things. I see what you're saying.
So it's kind of like when we say stuff like it can't get any worse. Yeah, it can, because he's a rookie. We don't know what he is on the NFL field.
When I say it can't get any worse, it's you watch the Chargers game and you saw three of those interceptions clearly were horrible passes. Like it wasn't like error. They looked like they were lobbed for the defense to take them.
Yeah.
You look at the Raiders game without a Max Crosby, without a thing, and the coaches actively made sure to take the ball out of your hand. Like it is. That's what I mean. You can't do much worse. If he throws 20 passes and completes 12, he already did better than what Cousins did in the Raiders game.
Right. Well, like, what if he turns into Anthony Richardson 2.0 and goes 5-for-15 with two picks?
The only difference only difference between Richardson and Penix is Penix has way more college career. Like he is, I think if you look at his win-loss thing, it is 38, I think it was 38, 11-2 or something like that. Like that's a lot of football compared to Anthony Richardson that
didn't even play a season.
Yeah, didn't really play the season. And then when you looked at him starting this one, I think he played 13 games college and
100%
NFL combined. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But and I hope he does good. I really do. I like him. I like him. You know, and that's not me disparaging him or hoping he does terrible. I hope he does good. I need Bijan to crush these fantasy playoffs for me. So I hope Penix gets him the ball all day long. I want to see it happen. I didn't believe in Kirk. He's an old ass at the beginning of the year. So you know what I'm saying. So
I also think they made this move based off of mobility too. Cause there were so many times where Kirk is like, there was times where I watched the game and I was like, there's open throws and he is not mobile enough to even get to the line, back to the line of scrimmage to even make that little toss. Right. Like Penix is a little Penix. I shouldn't say a little. Penix is way more mobile than Cousins.
But these old men with these Achilles, I mean, Aaron looks not mobile either. You know what I'm saying? It's like these old guys with this injury is.
Except for last week. I'll give Rodgers. Rodgers
a 20-yard run last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was like, I don't even remember the last time I did that, right? Like,
he knew the doc was out. He had the shine for the doc.
Yeah, it's just interesting. And I think I sent the stats just off of Rodgers is like if he throws 240 for the next two games, like he has the best quarterback for the Jets. Like
amazing.
And the season has not been good for him, but at least he's turning around. And I know how hard it could be off of an Achilles. Like I've come off of two Achilles, and when I play at times, I'm still mindful about that, and I don't play weekly like them, right? And I don't play football, so like
40 years old,
close to it,
but you ain't there yet. Still a young buck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there any other stories you guys want to talk about before we get into the games?
That terrible Rams 49ers game, worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
That was bad.
Is it a wrap for Miami at this point?
Oh, Miami's done.
They face the Niners this week. That's kind of a loser goes home match.
But just the team, they're done.
I'm just saying the team.
I think Mike's lost that locker room, man.
Mm-hmm. Tua's also lost that locker room.
And Tua.
Because what? OBJ, they released last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then this week, Calais.
Well, there's talks of it. It hasn't happened yet. There's talks.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Like, it's guaranteed to happen. And then supposedly Hill.
Yeah.
Sweden deletes. That's crazy.
Is he done? Is he checking out?
Would you?
We'll see him on the IR this week.
Oh, I mean, I make my fantasy decisions a lot easier between him and Jaden Reed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and speaking of all that, friggin' the 49ers player that didn't want to go back in there.
And then they suspended him. So they suspended him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was wild.
That's amazing.
And then Baltimore Ravens, Johnson, after they traded for him. Like,
mutually parted ways or whatever.
They're like, it's all over the place at this point right now.
And then we saw what I thought was the Super Bowl preview, but it ain't going to happen. Those Lions are in big trouble right now.
No, it's done. It's done.
It's them Eagles now.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Detroit.
So do I.
For Detroit.
That was their year was this year. This was it.
Yeah.
Who's the defensive player that got hurt this week as well?
Yeah, the linebacker. Or that. Yeah. Who's and another one? He got what, broke his foot or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lions, I feel really bad for.
Mm-hmm. They just can't catch a break.
Oh, and their secondary's cooked right now.
Aiden Hutchinson would make the Super Bowl.
What's that?
Aiden Hutchinson would be back for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, ain't making it that far. It's going to be Philadelphia or Minnesota. Minnesota's kind of nice right now.
It was McNeil. They lost McNeil.
Yeah.
And Montgomery right after that.
Monty right after. But they get to face the Bears this week, so that's a great recipe to get a little bit happier again.
Better. If they lose this game. Bears.
Oh, God. Bears, Bears, Niners, and Vikings for the Lions. Let's get into it. So let's get into the week ahead. Thursday Night Football. Very interesting one as far as playoff seeding goes. The Broncos are the Chargers in L.A., and the Chargers are favored by 3. Over-under is 41.5. Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, give me the Broncos and give me the over.
Yeah.
I really want the Chargers to win because I want to see the Bengals in the playoffs more than the Broncos.
Mm.
That's it.
Because
that's the only path for the Bengals to get is the Broncos lose.
Nah, Chargers though. Chargers are 8-6. Oh, Broncos are 9-5. So it's maybe better for the Chargers to lose.
Well, good. Then Broncos, hopefully. Because I don't want to see the Chargers in the playoffs. They're boring as shit to watch.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? So I was looking at stuff. Points for 294 for the Chargers. Some of the worst teams in the league. 245 for Vegas and 266 for the Bears. These are some of the worst teams in the league, and the Chargers are among them for points scored. Who do you think the worst team is for points scored, by the way?
Points scored?
Yes. Who scored the least amount of points in the league? It's actually fucking sad.
The Chiefs.
No.
No, it'll be like the 49ers or something.
No. It's the New York Football Giants.
No.
208 points scored this year.
Ew.
Only reason why I thought the Chiefs was because the Chiefs still haven't had a 30-point game. But and Chiefs is one of four teams.
329 points for them scored so far.
Gross.
Yeah.
The Giants.
We're all going with the Broncos then?
Yeah, we'll go with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Should be okay Thursday night game. Saturday, and then these teams get to go and play, what, 4 days later?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's rough. Houston at Kansas City. I guess the main question for this is Mahomes going to play? Yeah, is it worth making Mahomes play? Because you know the NFL and Netflix want him on Christmas Day.
That was the thing I was saying. I was saying that if there is going to be a game for him to miss, it should be this one with that quick turnaround. But it also is a Saturday primetime game. So that is going to be... Yeah. And I think this one's an NBC one. So, like, they're going to want him on there too. So, you got the Chiefs need to clinch the number one division, the number one spot. And the Bills are right on their ass at this point
They want to go to Buffalo.
Not even just that. They need that bye.
Yeah, they need a week.
They need that bye. Like, Bills don't need that bye as much as Chiefs do.
They need it from Mahomes' ankle too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Chiefs by 3.5, over-unders 41 against the Texans.
I'm choosing the Texans, and I am going to choose the over. I just think, as much as whatever, that O-line for the Chiefs is trash. And for people listening, when I say trash, I mean like NFL thing, because I couldn't do half the shit that they can do. Like,
of course not.
I know that thing. But their O-line is not good. And now that Nico's back with the Texans, he hasn't looked the way how he is supposed to at the start, but like he's getting back into where they need them to be. And that defensive line to me is still a problem. So give me the Texans to cover the spread on this one.
Give me the Chiefs. Nick?
The Chiefs.
Yeah, they got.
I don't even think the Texans are very good, but it's also the Chiefs in a primetime game.
They got that voodoo magic, man.
Come on. One team was going to beat them, and it was Josh Allen, and he did it.
Yeah. They got that voodoo going on. The voodoo. Next up, we have Pittsburgh against the Ravens. Ravens are 6 points, and then the Steelers are 4.5. Give me Pittsburgh in this game.
Give me Baltimore, because this is the first time that Pittsburgh and Baltimore will play in Baltimore, where Baltimore has fans.
Oh.
Since Lamar has been on the team.
Is that true?
I saw a whole crazy stat about it today. It was like, jeez, he's never played Pittsburgh in Baltimore with fans.
That's crazy. Okay. What about you, Nick?
And we don't exactly know how good TJ Watt's going to be.
Yeah, or Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking about people that sit, they might sit both of them to be ready for the game against Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Tough back-to-back games for the Steelers here.
What, last week Philadelphia and then this week Ravens? That's awful.
And then Kansas City.
Oh, gross. Yeah, they might lose all three of those. They're going to lose this weekend.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, we take us to Saturday. Cincinnati and Cleveland. Cincy is favored by 8. Give me the Bengals.
If Jameis was playing, because you just never know what's going to happen.
You never know, man.
But because Jameis isn't starting, give me the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. The Bengals and the cover, the over, because they might get 40 points themselves this game. I have a feeling this is a Burrow's chase week.
Yeah, it's going to be dangerous. I face Chase Brown in fantasy. I'm not looking forward to it for this game.
Nope. It's going to be scary. I got Chase in a couple places, and I think I'm facing Jamar somewhere, which I'm terrified of.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. There's not many good games this week, by the way. So if you want to go out with your family for Christmas,
and there's some great holidays, games in the morning. Yeah. The morning, the afternoon is.
The Atlanta Falcons take on the Giants. We just talked about everything with this. Atlanta is 8.5. 42 is the over. We just talked about how not great the Giants offense is. I don't even know who the quarterback is. Is it Tim Boyle for this game or Locke. Is it DeVito? It's
Drew Locke.
Oh, it's Locke now? Okay. Yeah. And it doesn't really, it's irrelevant. Give me the Falcons and give me the over. Give me everything.
I'm choosing the Falcons. I hate this line of 8.5. Just Penix's first game, I would have rather it been like a 4.5 rather than an 8.5.
Yeah, but the Giants are the worst team in the league.
I know, but at the same time, I just don't even like, I don't even want that pressure of an 8.5 in the rookie's mind when he's playing, because sometimes you can't get over that type of stuff too. Mm-hmm. Give me the over, because I think Falcons are going to score a lot of points this game.
Yeah.
So yeah, give me. I'm choosing Falcons. I'm actually tomorrow going out to buy a new Falcons hat.
Oh, nice.
So yeah,
there's gonna be some luck.
I got my toque and I got my I got a couple hats, but like I saw a sick design for one that I want, so I'm hopefully yeah. Lid still has it, and I'll go cop it tomorrow.
Nick,
As long as Penix can maybe get Bijan the ball, like I've been saying this whole damn year, they're going to just run over the Giants. 42.5 seems a little high. I'm not going to lie to you for this game.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like this line is, they're giving the Giants a lot of credit. They got the Giants scoring what, almost 16 points?
I mean, the Raiders put up what, 13 against the Falcons?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Can the Giants put up more than 13 points on this Falcons team?
Was it 13?
I don't think so. I think it was 13 or 12.
No, it was a lot. Like, the score was like 9.
Yeah,
it was 15. Yeah, the score was 15-9. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can the Giants get more than 9 points? I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe you're right. That's what I'm saying, but why is the line so high? That means the Falcons are going to score.
I would take the under for that. I think the Falcons will win by more than 8.5, but I don't like the over.
So we're thinking like a 21-3 game.
Yeah.
I think this might be our second highest scoring game list thing. Yeah. That's the only reason why I chose the over. Yeah.
Yeah. Lions and Chicago Bears. It's in Chicago. Lions are favored by 6.5. And it's over under is 47. It's the Jahmyr Gibbs season, Sonic Unleashed. Give me the Lions.
Give me the Bears to cover the spread. Ooh.
Did you hear what they're calling Reynolds and Gibbs?
What?
Sonic and Tails.
Tails, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Give me the Bears to cover because honestly. Here's the thing. As much as Caleb, that last game, he looked so disinterested at one point. Like, he looked tired on the bench and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I will look back at the week before, I think it was, when they faced Minnesota, and they put up 20-something points on Minnesota. Division games are always a little bit different than just a regular game. So, and Detroit, like I said, their defense is taking a hit. Like right now, mm-hmm. You can't even really say who their best defensive player is at this point right now. Like everybody's gone down. So that's the only reason why I'm going to go with the Bears to cover.
Here, you want me to count all the injuries that the Lions have? I just had it on here.
Better over under the 49ers.
So this is all the injuries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. And pretty much every one of those players is on IR, except for Brian Branch, who is questionable with a calf injury.
Yeah, you're pretty much playing with your practice squad players. At this point right now. So that's the only, if this was any other time, if even half those people from the 25 you said were playing, I would have chosen the Lions, but that's a lot of people out, and Caleb can possibly have a game because he goes from definitely having a decent game to what the hell is happening right now. Like,
next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts.
Nick didn't give his choice.
Oh, he didn't give his choice. Sorry. Excited to get Nick's pick for the next game.
No, it's all good. Oh, yeah, right. No, it's all good. I'm going to go with the Lions as well. I'll take the Bears to cover, though. I think those three wide receivers might do something against that cooked secondary.
Yeah. Let's go with, yes, the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Tennessee Titans. You know it's bad for the Colts when they're only favored by 3.5 to the Titans.
I'm not even scared picking that. They might lose this game. Titans look terrible, but they got Mason Rudolph playing right around Christmas. Fuck.
I thought that the Bears blooper was one of the worst plays until whatever that weird lateral pass play was by the Colts.
That was disgusting. And give it to Adonai Mitchell to do it, right?
Yeah.
Guy hasn't done nothing this year. Now he throws a pass to the other team. Yeah, that was terrible. I still might pick the Colts to win this game, though. Because the Titans are that bad.
I'm going to choose the Colts to win this one just because I don't think they're gonna be able to run over the Colts like how most. The only thing they have is a run game. I'm sorry. So, Colts still has the number one.
Do they have a run game, or did Jonathan Taylor drop it?
No, I'm not saying Colts. I'm saying Tennessee. Okay. That's the only thing they have. And
Pollard still might be hurt. Might not be playing.
No, Spears plays pretty decent for them.
Yeah, he does.
And they still have the leading tackler in the NFL, the Colts. Mm-hmm. So you just need to focus on that. So I'll choose the Colts on this.
You guys still are in the playoffs, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Mathematically.
Mathematically.
Chargers loss would be good for you too.
Chargers loss, a Bengals loss, and everything loss would be good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want next year? A different quarterback? New coach?
No, not a new coach. I think Steichen's great. I think, oh man, I don't want to say a new quarterback, but Ant needs to stop the 5-for-15 shit. Because I want Pittman to go to another team with a quarterback because he's actually kind of good. But when he's getting 75% of his targets are off target throws, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's awful. It's bad to watch. It's bad football.
The Arizona Cardinals take on the Carolina Panthers. Arizona's favored by 5. Game's in Carolina. It's an over-under of 47.5. Give me the Carolina Panthers, baby.
Give me Carolina to cover the spread. And give me the over.
Cool.
This could be a fun game.
I'll take the Cardinals for everything. Okay. maybe not the over, though. Because that defense is kind of good. Cardinals defense is good. And their Carolina offense is not that
kind of good, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cardinal Carolina's defense, not that good. Shout out Buddha Baker on his extension.
Whew, yeah, absolutely.
That was a big boy.
3-year, 54 mil, yeah, 30 guaranteed.
Anywhere. Yep.
A game that means probably the most important game as far as playoff ramifications in the morning. Philadelphia travels to Washington to take on the Commanders. Philly is here by 3.5. Over-under is 45.5. Give me Philly.
How is this a morning game?
Yeah.
How is this not the Monday nighter?
How did this not get flexed either way? Tampa and Dallas is Sunday, and Saints and Packers is Monday. Like, how is this not flexed?
Insane. Like, this is like a prime time division game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even to the afternoon.
Sure. Anything.
And you knew about this from weeks from before. Like, they've been, these two teams have been the two teams in that division for a long time.
Going with Philly,
especially like I mentioned earlier, Falcons still need that Washington loss. So,
you'll be watching it closely.
Yeah, it'll be on the TV. Falcons. Phoenix will be on the projector.
Nice. The last of the morning, Rams at Jets. Rams need this win. Jets are just kind of playing. Rams are favored by 3. The over-under is 46.5. Should be a really high-scoring game between these two. It seems like Devontae Adams is back.
He's back. He's a bad man again.
Shout out Sauce getting his first interception last week.
Sauce not look like garbage for the first time all year.
Probably the easiest one to pick up, to tell you the truth.
Right.
Give me the Jets on this one.
Does Cup have another zero burger on this?
No. I think this is going to be a high score win. I just don't think it's going to be a 3-point game. Like, I think Rams will win, but I think it'll be like a 1-2-point game. Like, Jets have been notorious for 1-2-point games, or 2-point games this season.
Where are you going, Nick?
I'm going to the Jets to just win. I'm over the Rams. That game last week, they looked like dog shit. And
sent you over the edge?
Yeah, you know what? And zero from Cup screwed me on one of my teams. He did the damage. I don't care if he gets another zero. He can get zero for the rest of the year. I don't care. I don't need him. He's hurt me too many times.
We go to the afternoon in what is the most important game of the season for me. Las Vegas Raiders, Jacksonville Jaguars. Raiders favored by 1.5. The over-under is 40.5. I'm going to pick the Jaguars to win for hopeful feelings, but I'm terrified the Raiders are going to win this game. This is, as far as their final three games to secure first place between Jags, Saints, and Chargers, this game is terrifying. If they win this, I feel like they will secure the first pick.
The Jags?
The Raiders. Jags can't get the first pick unless both the Raiders and the Giants and the Patriots win.
No.
Give me Jags on this one.
Thank you.
Give me Jags on this one. I just, honestly, if I was Pierce, I would make AOC just take a dive, put Ridder in. And just let Ridder do what Ridder does. Like, I know he almost threw for almost 300 yards.
By the way, you know how far back the Raiders fall in the draft if they win a game?
Yeah. It's not a good thing for you guys.
It's like to the 8th pick.
Yeah. It's not a good thing for you guys.
It's
you guys
a terrible thing to win.
You guys need to lose this game.
Yes.
So I'm going to choose Jacksonville. And Doug going? Peterson's job still isn't safe, but. Yeah.
Where are you going, Nick?
Jacksonville. Sure. Brian Thomas, he'll get a couple.
Yeah, I will. There's no secondary in Vegas anymore.
No.
If Penix played that Raider game, I guarantee you the Falcons probably would have had at least 25 to 30 points.
No, not the way how thing looked.
We move on with the afternoon. Minnesota and Seattle, probably the best game as far as playoff ramifications go of the afternoon. Minnesota is in Seattle. They're favored by 3. This is a must-win game for the Seahawks. We do not know who quarterback is, if it's Sam Howell or Geno Smith yet. Give me Minnesota.
Does it matter?
Yeah, probably does.
No. Geno did not look good before Sam Howell got in there.
No, I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah, give me Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
I think the Seahawks season might be just done.
I hope so. I need DK out of there, man. He's too good to be not used. Him and Pittman need to go somewhere where somebody throws the ball. They need to play with like Jameis next year.
Because wasn't the Seattle game the Sunday game last week?
Yeah, against the Packers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I watched a game. I watched the morning game on Red Zone. And I was like, there's some good games, but whatever. Like, it was Red Zone quality for me last week. Left, played my basketball game, got back home and said, oh, can't wait for Sunday night game. Maybe it'll be interesting. Horrible game. Then I had to watch the Monday Falcons game. Like, it was just a horrible, like, Sunday night to Monday football for me. Like,
yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah. Right. Well, it doesn't get much better. The New England Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills. Bills are favored by 14. This is actually a pretty disrespectful line. And it's the over-under is 46. I will take the Pats for the spread because I don't think this will be that bad. I think the Pats lose by like 10, not by 14, but give me the Bills to win.
Give me the Bills to cover the spread. And I when you said the disrespectful part, I thought you were saying towards the Bills because I thought the spread should be 16.5 on this one. I might even go the alternate spread on this one. Yeah, give me Bills and give me the over because they might put up 42 points on their own. Oh, and God, Patriots
put up. Is that two weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row, 2 weeks in a row with 40?
Yeah, pretty much.
With Detroit and LA Rams, and now they're playing the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I faced Josh Allen in fantasy this week, so I'm terrified.
Yeah, I hope it's a James Cook week. The Patriots, I watched the entire Patriots game last week because I'm very invested in May, and he looked like cheeks the first three quarters of the game and finally came to life in the fourth quarter. Try that against Buffalo, and you're going to find yourself down 42 points real fast.
Early.
I can see this game. This will be like a 28-0 halftime or 31-0 halftime. I could see it that kind of game.
The
Bills are on another level. And Josh Allen, and congratulations, him and Haley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our final afternoon game, probably at the beginning of the season, looked like a great one. San Francisco and Miami in Miami. Miami favored by 1. Give me the Niners.
Give me the Niners. I don't believe in this Miami team at all. So give me the Niners.
Sure. Give me the Niners.
Like, I don't care about any of these teams. I'm just, if I got to choose one, shout out to my homie. He's a big Niners fan. I'm gonna choose just because of that. Like, what?
I think Niners kind of holding on to any last gasp of playoff hopes. So,
and remember, Purdy's still playing for a contract. Like, yeah, the mouth for a contract. So,
yeah,
he needs to keep balling out. So, yeah.
And Isaac Garinato playing potentially for a starting position.
Yeah, all over the place. So, yeah, Niners for this one.
Sunday Night Football again. Why was this not flexed out? Cowboys and Bucks. I guess it's fine. Bucks are favored by 4. Over under 48.5. Give me everything for the Bucks.
Okay, here's the only thing I'm going to say to this one. I'm going to choose Dallas on this one, and I'm only choosing Dallas because I know they faced Carolina last week, but Bryce did look decent like a couple weeks before that, and they kind of like made him look back to where they reverted him back to where he was. Like, the defense seemed like they were kind of back.
Yeah.
And Baker, he's been balling, but he does at times make a lot of mistakes on primetime games. Like, when it's primetime games, he might throw like a crucial interception that at the wrong time. So I am going to choose Dallas for this one, but like I'm not confident in it, but I'm going with Dallas.
So the Chargers have a better defense than the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and Baker dropped 40 on them last week. So I'll take Tampa Bay, and I'll take the over. Like, what are we talking about here? This is insane. This is the highest point total of the week, these guys.
Is Baker getting himself into top four for MVP voting right now?
No.
No.
No, he's in top 10. He's in top 10, not top four.
Because who's second? Is it still Barkley?
No, Lamar after last week.
Yeah. Okay, so then Barkley's third?
Yeah.
Barkley's third.
As much as it should be Burrow, Burrow can't because of the record.
If they make the playoffs, he's in there.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs and Burrow completely. If they make the playoffs. Because
it'll be completely on his back if they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because that defense.
I was looking at the stats. Like, Burrow leads in all the passing categories and Chase leads in all the passing categories. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It would be Burrow if they make playoffs. If they don't make playoffs, I have Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold. Over I could Baker? See up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 11. They're 12-2.
That's true. Monday Night Football. Ugh. Saints and Packers.
Look at that spread. Oh my
God. 14.5.
Woo!
42 over. Go be with your family and enjoy the holiday season. Go do that instead of watching this game. I think Carr might be back for this game. There was a rumor of that. But I think he's going to stay healthy and get ready for the Vegas game then next week for his revenge. Green Bay, sure.
To cover this 14.5?
Everything. Everything. Ooh.
No, they just picked up the Saints just picked up Clyde, man. What do you mean?
Oh yeah. Maybe I'll watch Jingle All the Way on Monday.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This like looking at this game and knowing that Rise was pre-taped.
I know, I was just gonna say.
It's just like a bad Monday night.
I know.
Give me Green Bay. Give me the over.
The over. Woo!
I think Green Bay might put up 37.
But then that means that the Saints have to put up 6.
Yeah, 2 field goals. I think they can do that.
Yeah.
This is why I'm considering putting Jaden Reed in my fantasy lineup over Tyreek Hill. It's because of this game.
Oh, man. Do it.
I'm considering it. But that's the end of that week. Let's move quickly to the college football playoffs.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do we just because next week the schedule is all over the place because football starts on Wednesday next week and we may not get a chance to like record before that. Like they are doing Wednesday, Thursday next week. And I know Boxing Day might be busy for all of us too.
Oh, because because it's the holidays, we might not get a chance.
We might not get a chance. So do we want to just preview the Wednesday, Thursday games now? Yeah.
Sure. I like it. Yeah,
because then at least.
Yeah, because I kind of get that. Right, because we're not going to do a show on Monday. We're not going to do a show on Tuesday. We're definitely not doing a show on Wednesday. Maybe Thursday, but probably not.
That's Boxing Day. Like that is.
And then we're not doing one on Friday. So you know what? Guess what, everyone? You get your week 17 ahead of time. There will be no 7K podcast next week. Let's do this. All right. Kansas City at Pittsburgh. We actually have a line for this.
Yeah.
It's 5.5 for Kansas City.
Mariah is kicking off game.
And Beyonce's halftime?
Nah, Beyonce is for the Houston Baltimore
game.
Yeah, of course. Come on, Don, Nick.
Houston, my bad.
Mariah is performing All I Want for Christmas before the KC game.
Yes.
So let's do. Will the hate that Taylor Swift didn't get to do a Christmas song before cause KC to really come out there and ball out? Or will the Watts be inspired? Give me the Chiefs.
Steelers in this one. I'm picking Steelers.
You're picking Steelers? Netflix.
Yeah, I'm
choosing. We saw you watched the Jake Paul Tyson fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fight. It's gonna be the Chiefs.
I'm picking the Steelers.
Oof.
All right.
Oof.
RotoWire has some lines, by the way. Normally I get our lines from the score, so I'm going off of RotoWire right now. Right.
Early.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's very early lines. Baltimore and Houston. Baltimore is favored by 2.5. Give me Baltimore in that one. Over under for that one is 47.5.
The last time that Beyonce performed in Baltimore played, did Baltimore lost that game? Because that was a Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Baltimore hasn't lost a Super Bowl.
They beat the Niners that game. Yeah. That was the New Orleans one. Yeah. And then there was a power outage.
Yeah. Undertaker.
So yeah. So give me Baltimore to win this one then.
Yeah, I'll take Baltimore too.
Yeah. The power of Beyonce flows through.
Yes,
Baltimore. We should get three games, by the way. Two games is bullshit. Give us three, cowards.
As much as they have to slowly take over Christmas from the NBA. Yeah. The NBA is still a thing, but now that it's on Netflix, it's going to be way. Yeah, it is. NBA might need to start moving their games. Not going to lie.
Well, next year too, it's on a Thursday, Christmas, right? So we'll probably get three games for Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's going to, because Bill Simmons was bringing this up, that NBA also used to have a lot of games on Thanksgiving, apparently, and then they just gave up. And I wonder if that's going to happen on Christmas now.
Oh.
Now that NFL went to Black Friday, because that used to only be NBA too.
Yeah.
And now.
And college.
It's just the NBA's viewership has gone down, and this is not helping.
Yeah. The NFL's taking advantage.
Yeah.
Thursday night football. The Seattle Seahawks take on the Chicago Bears. The line is 1.5 for Seattle.
Oh,
give me the Seahawks. Not a great Boxing Day game, though. Why did they think this was a good Boxing Day game?
It's a bad game.
Yeah.
Well, I think they thought the Bears was going to be a lot better than what they are. Give me Seahawks on this one.
Yeah.
If Geno plays.
I'll go Bears regardless.
Sure. Saturday. We have the Los Angeles Chargers taking on the New England Patriots. The line is 5.5.
Chargers?
Yeah, give me Chargers.
Fuck.
Yes, the
Chargers.
Also, we have three games on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Denver Broncos taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are favored by 3 in what could be a game that gets the Bengals into the playoffs. Or at least very, very close. I will pick Cincinnati in that game. It's also in Cincinnati.
This is definitely a must win for the Bengals.
Yeah.
Definitely. This is their playoff game right here.
Yeah.
But that Denver Broncos defense is a problem. But I am going to trust in Burrow for this one. Give me the Bengals.
It doesn't help them, though, because so the Chargers face the Broncos this week. So they're going to have to root for the Chargers to lose that game, then they're hoping for a miracle of miracles that somehow New England could beat them. If New England probably lose that game against the Chargers, then they have to hope the Chargers lose their final game, which is against Vegas, which is probably not going to happen. So Bengals probably out of luck, but this is the big game.
Yeah, this is their must. If they don't win this one, then Burrow, Chase, and all of them are out for the last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Also Saturday, another big playoff game.
Did you just get Nick again?
Oh yeah, sorry, Nick.
Bengals.
I just assumed you picked the Bengals because you've been so high on them. Then the other Saturday game. The Saturday slate is actually pretty good. We should have flexed one of these to Thursday, to be honest.
Yeah.
Arizona travels to take on the Rams, and the line is 3. Give me the Rams, Nick.
No, I don't believe in the Rams anymore. Screw them. I'm over it. Cardinals.
Who's your division winner now?
I don't care.
No.
I don't care. Seattle.
So here's the thing. Niners. This is playoff game for both of these two teams right here.
Yeah.
Because that division is jumbled up at the top right now.
This could determine what the Sunday Night Football game is too, because if Seattle wins and the Rams win, more than likely the Sunday Night Football game will be Rams Seahawks for the final week.
Give me the Rams on this one.
All right. We move to Sunday, and we start off with the New York Jets taking on the Buffalo Bills. Bills are favored by 9.5 in this one.
Give me the Bills on this one here, because if Chiefs win like we think on Christmas, Bills need to definitely win this game. So give me Bills.
Yeah, I'll take Bills.
Yeah, Josh Allen's in the zone. That MVP.
Tennessee takes on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Jacksonville's favored by 1.
Whoa.
Give me the Jags.
Tennessee against Jacksonville.
Yeah, give me the
Jags. Give me Titans.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Titans. Yeah.
Green Bay, Minnesota. How is this not flexed? Whatever the Sunday Night Football game is for night, we're going to come back because I'm going to be pissed about that one.
Why? Look at it.
Because the Sunday Night Football game is a good game.
Woo! Panics versus Daniels.
Okay, it's not bad.
Yeah.
That just got flexed too, didn't it?
It just got flexed this week.
Right. But give me Minnesota in this one. It's in Minnesota. Minnesota's favored by 1.5.
Oh, this is a tough one right here, because this could potentially determine who ends up number one. Number one in that, who wins the division.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think the Lions are out?
Well, I'm going off of what I predicted for this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if they lose this one, aren't they at 3 losses now?
Yeah.
12-3, yeah.
Yeah. And then Vikings would be 13-2 going off of that one.
I guess so. Yeah. Minnesota still has a chance for the division. That's crazy.
Yeah. And Green Bay would be 12-3 right now. 10-4. 11-4.
They're 10-4 now, like today.
Okay. Yeah. Like they could win out and potentially win the division too. Like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Give me Green Bay on this one here.
No,
you're going
Minnesota.
You're going Minnesota.
Yeah.
Next up, we have potentially the Derek Carr revenge game. Vegas travels to New Orleans. New Orleans is favored by 2.5. Give me New Orleans.
The second game of the morning. Give me the Saints.
Yes, the Saints.
Yeah.
With no Kamara. He's not going to play.
Hey,
they got Clyde. But they got Clyde.
They got Keandre Miller.
Yeah, Miller's nice.
Carolina takes on Tampa Bay. Tampa is favored by 7.5. Give me Tampa Bay.
Give me Tampa Bay on this one. As much as I don't want to choose them, but give me Tampa Bay on this one.
Yeah.
Tampa. Panthers beat them last time.
Division games are always the toughest ones. You always play up, but like, yeah. If I have them losing to the Cowboys, I have some smoking Panthers right after. So,
yeah.
Colts travel to New York to take on the New York Football Giants. Colts are favored by 6.5. I swear to God, Nick. I swear to God. I'm picking the Colts, but I swear to God, this is such a
we could lose game this game. You're gonna lose. We can lose this game.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
We could definitely lose this game. Oh, my God. Yeah. 6.5?
This might be a cutless game, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I will win, but I don't know if we'll get 6.5 against the Giants. Oh.
Over-under is 39 for this game. 39.5 for the over-under.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that might drop.
Right. That'll be it. I see it because this is a 35.5 game.
Yeah.
that might drop for sure. Give me the Colts.
By the way, too, you have alternative lines on here for that Carolina Tampa game. The FanDuel line is 7.5, but DraftKings and MGM have it at 9.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little higher on that one.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So we're all going Colts on that one?
I guess.
Yeah.
This line is Simpetico. Miami travels to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Miami's favored by 3.5.
Put Jameis back in.
Do it.
Cowards.
Yeah.
This is a terrible game.
Terrible. It really is. They want you to continue spending time with your family.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me Cleveland in this one.
Whoa. Yeah, give me the Browns. Let's do it.
Whoa. No, you got to go Miami, especially if there's no Jameis. DTR and Ford, come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Nick Chubb's done that too.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the Chubb injury.
Next up, the last of the afternoon games. We have Dallas and Philly. DraftKings has this at 11.5. FanDuel has it at 10.5.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Give me the Eagles, but give me Cowboys to cover this, right?
Holy yes. I'll 100% agree with that. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a big one. And then our last two games, the Atlanta Falcons take on the Commanders. This game is huge for playoff ramifications.
Both
teams. DraftKings has it at 5, the rare 5. And FanDuel has it at 4.5.
For who?
Commanders.
For the Commanders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give me my team. Give me the Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the Eagles will crush the Commander spirits this week.
And finally,
because I think if Eagles okay. win this week, they clinch the division.
Yeah.
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 Cowboys still aren't out yet.
Nope. Cowboys are still in it. There's a few teams that are kind of just like hanging around.
Mathematically, Jerry, still in it.
Jerry's wishing on the star.
Our Monday night football game is the Detroit Lions taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Lions are favored by 3. Over under for this game, 51.5.
That's the amount of injured players for both teams combined.
Especially after this week, too. You're going to see a next injury to the Lions. Just happening.
Both teams.
Yeah. Give me the Lions.
No, give me the Niners.
I'm going with the Lions.
So there you go. There is those 2 weeks of football right there. And then we get back to this college football poll I had. All right. And then for college football, because we'll be away during that, Tennessee and Ohio State. Senator.
So let's start with the Friday game. So sure. Friday's
have where the games are located. So you tell me where you go then.
Yeah. So Friday game, we got Indiana going to Notre Dame. Notre Dame is favored by 7.
I'm taking the upset. Give me the Hoosiers.
I am going Indiana on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The over under is 52.5.
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know both these teams this year. Let me tell you. I know nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know much. I just don't know as much. But I like what this Hoosiers team's been able to do. So
wicked.
They've gotten key wins when they needed it, and really had to fight to stay in the playoff picture. So I'm going to go with Indiana to keep up with it. Then Saturday, you got SMU traveling to Penn State. This weekend.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. So,
I'll go with Penn.
I'm going SMU to cover the spread.
Yeah.
But I'm going Penn State to win the game.
It's This is why Genty should have won the freaking Heisman. He Boise is the third seed. That's nuts.
Yeah.
But Genty that's because should have won the Heisman.
That's because they won that the game, the bowl game. But
yeah, we haven't talked. We haven't got your opinion, Senator. Who should have won the Heisman?
I had it as Travis. I thought Travis was going to win regardless. I thought
Travis was going to win, but who would you have voted for?
I would have voted for Travis. He
interesting.
Plays friggin' like as much as if you looked at touches per game, Genty was getting about 35 touches per game.
Yeah.
There. And Travis is playing both sides of the ball.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I get it both sides.
I would have gone with Travis.
Okay, what do we got next?
Next up, we got Clemson traveling to Texas.
Do we know who the Texas quarterback is yet?
I'm pretty sure it's still
Quinn.
I think it's Quinn. So,
okay.
Texas is favored by 12.
Yeah, give me Texas.
Yeah, give me Texas. And then last up, we got Tennessee going to Ohio State. And Ohio State is favored by 7.5. Give me Ohio State.
Give me Ohio State. That Ohio and Oregon game is going to be nice.
Oh, that's going to be the game at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got some good football. We got college. We got NFL. And yeah, good stuff ahead. Anything to add at all before we get out of here, guys?
No, we're not going to see you guys before Christmas.
The new year.
Yeah, until the new year. We're not going to see you for Christmas. We're not going to see you for Kwanzaa.
Nope.
So make sure y'all stay safe out there. Happy holidays to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas. All that good stuff.
And happy birthday to the senator.
Respect. And if you're in the Kensington area, if you live in Calgary, I will be at Blanco Kensington on New Year's Eve from I think it's 8 to 1 or 9 to 1.
Nice.
Come stop by, enjoy some food, and then head downtown to go see some fireworks.
Absolutely. All right. So thanks everyone for listening to FDN. We will see you in the new year. Until then, hopefully by that time, both Nick and I are fantasy champions. And until then, folks, cheers and enjoy the day.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.